From WTIP News, this is the North Shore Weekend News Roundup. I'm Jay Anderson, and here are some of the stories we've been following this week. Over 100 people crowded the commissioner's room at the Cook County Courthouse Tuesday to listen, ask questions, and express opinions on the proposed new community center. A new community center pool complex was high on the list with voters who passed the 1% sales tax in 2009. It turns out it is still a popular project with many, but not all, Cook County residents. Many community members expressed concern over the cost of the $11 million project, and especially cost of the ongoing operation and maintenance, which currently exceeds the amount the county is already spending on activities to be included in the new facility. Commissioner Sue Hakes, who chairs the 14-member steering committee and ran Tuesday's meeting, emphasized what those assembled were looking at is just the beginning.
First and foremost, this is a work in progress. Our building project for construction, the budget that we were given from the county board a couple years ago, maybe a year or so ago, was $8 to $12 million for the facility and the outside area. We're trying to keep it closer to the middle of that than the upper edge of it. So right now we're at just under $11 million. So that was one of our constraints, obviously. The next one is that the operating and maintenance, right now the county, the city, and some other entities are spending just about $600,000 on these services now, or some of these services now. Basically what we're going to do is put most of these services in one building. One of the things that we've always talked about is we want to operate this center by spending no more money than we're spending right now on some of those same services that exist in the community today. That's still our goal.
Currently, the plan calls for a facility slightly over an acre in size, with several exterior features such as ball fields and tennis courts. The building would include a swimming pool, general-purpose recreation space or gym that can be used for various sports, as well as seating for large gatherings. The plan also calls for a walking track, locker rooms, a youth space, as well as a senior center, multi-purpose spaces, kitchen, and a wellness facility. Hakes and the architects stressed that cutting the project back in size could result in a facility that was too small and limited to be popular with the public. They also said building cost savings would probably be offset by reduced income. On the other hand, eliminating a gym, there are three at the school already, and a wellness center, there are currently two in the city, would also reduce the cost but could impact income and thus have a negative effect on maintenance and operation. There was a second public meeting scheduled for Wednesday in the West End. The steering committee will now need to revisit plans, income projections, and shave down the operating and maintenance costs based on some of the public suggestions. The project managers would like to take advantage of low construction costs and interest rates to begin breaking ground this fall. AT&T wants to build a 140-foot cell phone tower in the Tofte Cemetery. At first, the project had strong community support and was favored by the Tofte Town Board. Now support is waning on both fronts. Last week, AT&T, through its representatives Buell Consulting, asked the town board to change the property line setback from 50 to 70 feet, putting the tower further into the cemetery. The reason was to eliminate the need for a variance. That was too much for the town supervisors, and they unanimously voted not to support the change. Tofte resident Jessa Frost says cell phone service is badly needed in the community.
As a resident of Tofte, the service in most of the residential area of Tofte is non-existent, and it's hard to overestimate how important cell phone service is now as a safety concern, as making our area more amenable for visitors who need to be able to check their email using a cell phone network or be in contact with family or work outside of their time on the North Shore, as well as the possibility of employment in places that are outside of Cook County for residents here.
AT&T has agreed to install a single pole tower. They will also construct a small building on the cemetery grounds. But Tofte resident Jerry Lowe says the project interferes with the cemetery setting.
From my point is we just do not want a cell phone tower within the cemetery. It's such a small, pristine cemetery, and it's pretty well filled up in the original part. You know, it's just too small, too confined, and it doesn't make sense to put it in there when there's a lot of room around in the area. A cell phone tower would be fine any place but in the cemetery. Boy, it puts it right down pretty crowded.
In a related cell phone tower story, the 140-foot cell phone tower AT&T wants to build in the Tofte Cemetery is on hold. The hang-up is there appears to be no clear title to the cemetery itself. According to the county's zoning administrator, Bill Lane, the deeds of the property to the town of Tofte are all quitclaim deeds. Without a clear warranty deed tying everything together, it cannot be said with certainty that the township owns the cemetery. Lane added that he thought the whole legal package could be wrapped up before the county visits pending variance requests in June. At that time, the issue goes before the Board of Adjustment, followed by the Planning Commission, and ultimately to the county commissioners for final approval. Continued opposition and support for the tower piles up in Lane's office in the form of letters and emails. He said right now, residents against the tower lead those in favor of it 24-23. Opposition is not limited to the tower location. Some are against any tower anywhere. Lane says he has no indication whether AT&T is considering another tower location. The 2011 legislative session is winding down. I spoke with District 6A Representative David Dill, among other things, about the governor calling a special session.
I would categorize this at this point as the session to nowhere. Very different. I've served northeastern Minnesota now, completing my ninth year, and I frankly have not ever seen anything like this before. And people are talking around the Capitol that this is very unusual, and that one year, many years ago, there was something like this. But it's just a bit perplexing, actually.
So we can expect a special session?
Well, we are still here until Monday under the Constitution, and a lot can happen if there's any agreement. But I sense that the governor is dug in on his income tax proposal for a fourth tier, and I suspect and pretty well know that the Republican caucus in both the House and the Senate is absolutely dug in on no additional taxes of any kind, and that probably means that there isn't going to be a lot of movement until there's enough pressure to force somebody to blink.
There also seems to be a lot of constitutional amendment talk at the Capitol this year. Is that a good idea?
Well, you know, there's so many different motivations for constitutional amendments. They can range anywhere from trying to find out what the voters and what the people actually want to political agendas. For example, some believe that the constitutional amendment to make a marriage defined between a man and a woman is not only a political issue, but also a issue. Part of that political issue is to get voters to the polls in 2012 so that the Conservative Party can continue to dominate, because they feel that might energize their base. Now, you know, I spend less time worrying about that stuff and more time worrying about servicing the needs of my particular constituents. I try and not immerse myself in those kinds of issues when there's problems to be solved that affect people's lives on a day-to-day basis.
You've been listening to the North Shore Weekend News Wrap-Up. To hear more from the WTIP News team and to check out the full versions of our stories, visit us at WTIP.org. For North Shore Community Radio, I'm Jay Anderson, wishing you a great weekend.